No, actually, I enjoy that part. Because there might be someone out there who it feels like... There's got to be the Fatimas of this world that love hip-hop. But it's like, oh, I'm not really feeling that too much.
You know what? She's actually... You're right. That's a good point. Should we first... Hold up, man. What's up, Mad Zam?
Sup. I'm in the house.
Fatima G. Putting her hood on in there.
Hello.
She's scared of me. Whenever we start the show off, I feel like I've got some type of force field of power. She's like, I don't want to get too close.
It's like, I just mess with you. I feel it. What up, Fatima?
Hello. How are you?
Oh, Jinx.
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing swell.
Yeah?
How are you, girl?
I'm doing good, too.
Rashad, how you feeling, man?
Man, I can't complain.
Dope, y'all. So listen. Usually we start the show with music, but today we're going to switch it up just a touch, right? Ah. So, have you been watching the World Cup?
We did, actually.
Which games have you caught?
What was that one that we watched the other day? That was,
Korea.
It was Korea and somebody last week. And who did Korea be? I feel like it was Mexico and Korea or something.
No, Mexico played Germany.
It wasn't Mexico.
That was an exciting game. Shout out to Mexico for that. That was a huge win.
It was... I can't remember. We watched it on the weekend, though.
I've been watching games at my job a little bit. I watched Mexico lose today and Brazil wins.
Let me ask you about Brazil. How do you like Neymar?
I don't know who that is.
Number 10.
Nah, I know who it is, but I still don't know who that is. So I only know who it is because the people that are from Brazil that are on my Twitter timeline, they always say his name. But, like, honestly, soccer fans, when I'm watching the game, I don't know who's who out there.
I feel it. But he's so talented, dog. He's so skilled. He is a legit beast.
I know Chicharito.
No, we're talking about beast. I like Chicharito, but he's not a Neymar's level.
Is that really somebody?
Yeah, Chicharito plays for Mexico, right?
Yeah, he does. And I like him. He plays hard. He hustles. He plays in a big time, you know, he's big time in Europe. Well, not big time in Europe, but he plays in a big club in Europe. So, shout out to Chicharito, man.
Yeah, though, Chicharito, your name's tight.
So, I'm going to catch you guys up a little bit. This is the games that I watch, right? Game one, it was Portugal versus Spain. No, I didn't catch all six goals. I mean, I didn't catch all six goals, but I caught one of them, right? It was 3-2. And Spain was up, and I actually caught myself rooting for Cristiano Ronaldo for once. And I was like, come on, Slim. It was like the 88th minute, and it was a free kick. And I was like, come on, dog. If you're about to be the GOAT, you got to be the GOAT. Yeah. So when my man hit it, I was so excited for him because I was like, that's so dope. That's how you're supposed to do it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I enjoy tournaments where guys are supposed to step up, because it makes it more fun, man. It makes it exciting. It makes it what it is. And then you got to love the crowds. They're so passionate, dog. Like, wow.
They definitely
are. Wasn't I saying that, baby? We're like, damn, the crowd is lit right now.
I think it was Mexico. You're right.
Mexico.
Yeah. It was Mexico.
Like, Mexico was celebrating so hard against Germany. Mm-hmm. It was one of those things where an entire nation stopped doing what they were doing to watch their Mexican football team go against Germany and get that dub. That whole country celebrated at that moment. That's so dope.
But you know who else? Was it Panama that lost?
Yeah, and it celebrated their one goal, right?
Celebrated. Yeah, that was awesome.
It was. I was like, that's pretty clutch. I was like, they're really celebrating their historic goal.
Yeah,
I was like, but it's too bad they're getting blown out.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the real talk. We need people. People like Fatima and I need you. Because there's a lot. And you know what? To my listeners out there, too, stop faking if you're one of us that don't really understand what the hell's going on, that don't know what a group F is and a group G. You know,
I
remember Fatima thought that the FG in basketball was for her.
For me.
I feel it.
It's field goals, but no, I'm from real shit. But I don't think a lot of people, like, I want to know when the last game is and how close are we to that game and what is the whole science.
So now we're heading towards the playoff matchups where if you lose, you lose. You're out of the tournament. Mm-hmm. So it's the, I want to say, two from each group. So that's 16 teams left.
So they play multiple games against each other, the same teams, Doug, or no?
So in each grouping, you got four teams. Each team plays one time. Okay. When you get a win, you get 3 points. If you tie, you get 1 point. The importance of that is because, let's say each team has the same amount of points, the only way you go forward to the next round is on goal difference.
Oh, okay.
So every goal matters. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Every ejection matters. If you lose one of your key guys, it's like, you know, who you facing next. And obviously, certain groups just get tougher matchups. Mm-hmm. Like Panama just happened to be. Man, shout out to Panama.
So you know who's playing tomorrow?
I don't have. I can tell you in 2 seconds.
No, I mean, I'm not trying to put you on like. Do most people like know it that well? Like,
yeah, I mean, I've been watching the entire World Cup every game that I can catch.
Yeah, a lot of people have. My boss keeps it on in the background.
Yeah, like I watch the replays whenever I can. I try to catch everything because I love soccer. It's like you get in the best of the best. You get in your best athletes from each country.
Uh-huh. Apparently, the Simpsons may have predicted this year's World Cup final.
Wow.
Why the Simpsons always predict this?
They do.
And so what's the World
Cup
final?
Donald Trump too?
1997. All right, hold on.
Hey, y'all ready for the spots prophecy? Hey, Rashad, tell them what's our record on the prophecy.
Man, it's really astounding how many things we've said has come to life. I'm not going to step into this World Cup realm, but I think it's saying something to the effect of Russia. What is this saying? Look at that.
Did you say something like that?
Man, I was just being cynical like that. Zodiac thing was saying we gotta do that.
So it says in 1997 episode of Catches from Mexico and Portugal, man.
Russia
fans
had,
are wondering if this is a prediction that come true in Russia.
Hey, we're on the mic right now, in case you forgot.
Hey, that's possible too though. That's crazy.
So what was that you were saying, Doug?
Wow.
Damn.
Sam. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
So can I tell our listeners what?
Yeah,
my fault, man. I forgot. I had to read it.
He was mumbling reading.
Oh my god.
Hey, how do you guys like my mumble read?
I think I understood it though.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, I had to kind of speed read it.
Hey. So what did it come up with? What was that?
Was it Mexico versus Portugal?
Portugal and Mexico. Is that looking realistic?
Yeah.
Well, Mexico got kicked out today. They lost.
No. They faced Brazil on
That's
Tuesday.
That's going on?
On Tuesday. Wee,
who do you want between Mexico and Brazil? You want Brazil because you're a Neymar fanboy.
I want to see Neymar get at least 2 goals in that game. That'd be so clutch.
Chicharito, I'm rolling with you, man. Mexico for Snow the product too, man. Bump that, man. Brazil ain't gonna. Yeah, man. We rocking with Mexico over here, yo.
Yeah, I mean, look. Whoever wins, wins. But
shout out Snow the product. Fatima G trying to act like she's not a big fan of you right now.
Actually, I am now.
But can I tell you who I picked before the World Cup started? That I thought was gonna win, and is still holding my dream true, Argentina.
Ah.
So you know I was rooting for that W.
It was so tough.
And then my man Messi finally scored. That was so tough. I like
That's
it.
The problem is, what African countries are in the World Cup? Just Senegal, right?
Nigeria, Senegal.
Still in the joint?
They actually got this qualified by Argentina. Senegal's still on. I believe they play tomorrow, right?
Yo, on a side note, I'm sorry, baby, if you're gonna say something, but I just read on a side note, speaking of Africa, you know how Akon been making mad moves in Africa, right?
Mad moves.
I just read that he's about to build a futuristic city in Senegal and fund it with a new currency, a cryptocurrency, like, you know, Bitcoin and all that.
Yo, Akon is going to be a billionaire.
Hold up, but the cryptocurrency is in his name.
Goat. Goat.
He's
Goat.
Awesome. He's awesome for being such a humanitarian.
Yo, did he become the next hit?
Oh,
if he does that, that's the illest stuff in music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, does he become the next hit?
Yeah, I was saying, if he ever does this, if this is real, I'm going to find the article right now. Yeah, yeah, that would be amazing. Cause
yeah, he becomes the next hit, right? Like the guy.
Akon cryptocurrency, watch this.
So you're an Akon fan?
Yes, because I hear so much about him in the news.
This is coming straight from Investopedia 17 hours ago. Singer Akon to launch cryptocurrency Akoin.
Wow.
He's a genius.
So you were right about Korea, South Korea, they beat Germany. You were right, but it was today. Yeah, I had to check because I was, I doubt. All right, so tomorrow's games. These are tough too, bro. Senegal versus Colombia. Who do you got?
I'm going to go with Senegal because Nas said the Colombians created crack.
Wow. Yeah, you
he
were
did
so
say
wild.
That. I listened to that song today. But I want to go with Colombia.
Fatima's going with a crack.
I'm going to go with Colombia.
So you're going with a crack. I get it. Nah, man. I just shout out to all my Colombians, man. I love like what that feel.
Oh, man. Colombia. Yo, for real. And it doesn't matter because those days are over. But back in the day, Colombian women would always shut me down. I don't know what that's about. So no love for Colombia.
Sheesh. Okay, back.
They are beautiful people.
Facts. I'm going Colombia. Next game is Japan versus Poland.
Japan.
I want to see Japan in the next round, man. I like Japan. They play hard. England versus Belgium.
England versus Belgium?
Yeah. I like.
Where does your mom go more? Belgium. So we'll go
with. So I'm going to go with England with this one. And then you got Panama versus Tunisia. I'm going to go with Panama.
Panama versus who?
Tunisia.
Yeah, Panama.
Yeah, I'm going to root for Panama on this one. They got to get the dub. Go home with a W, man.
These are all going on when? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah, and then 29.
Is it based off of who wins tomorrow? The next day?
Yeah, because then the playoffs start. It's been a good World Cup.
Yeah. My man Jorge I work with said this has been the best World Cup he's watched. And I talk a lot of trash about soccer, but I can't lie. I've caught myself looking, but that's not live, Fatima. He didn't show up and it's on TV. We ain't watching highlights of it. We're not catching up and trying to make sure we know. Because deep down in my heart, I really don't care. And it's cool, right? Because you can't care about everything, right? I care about Rashad Radio. I care about hip-hop music. I care about the family. I care about, you know, NFL, fantasy football.
You love fantasy football.
But so people can't take it as a diss when people like me say we're not up to speed and we don't care. Because I still would know that it's dope. I've been watching the joint. I'm like, yo, dang. I've seen some ill shit.
Why I'm surprised you haven't seen Neymar. You're my guy. Look, my man, the ball was in the air today, and this dude, instead of stopping him with the front of his foot, can't care about it. Stopped it. Yeah.
What,
like
who does he play with?
Brazil. Like, his swag is unlimited, dog. Like, unlimited. He just be doing wild stuff just to be doing wild stuff. So, with that being said, let me ask you about your man, J. Cole, right?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about him. Come on. I'm down. Let's talk.
That's hilarious. So, did I ever ask you who was better, him or Kendrick?
You did, I think.
Okay. And you went with J. Cole?
gonna stick with J. Cole. I know Kendrick is awesome. I'm not taking anything from Kendrick because I really do like him a lot.
He will be taking the title, but it's okay. Go on.
But I am still a super J. Cole fan.
No, I feel it. You're super, super duper
super
huge,
J. Cole.
The only reason I ask is I heard some of them. I was listening to some older Kendrick.
Uh-huh.
And some older J. Cole.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Something about the older Kendrick. Wow.
Well, you notice I put this Drake beat on, right?
Right.
Because if I was Drake and I was in the room, I'd be like, why ain't this nigga talking about me?
No, but hey, tell us how you feel about the new upcoming project for Drake, man.
Me?
Of course.
You know I'm excited, right?
Yeah, aren't you a Drake fan? I feel like you're a bigger Drake fan than you're a Kanye fan.
I'm a bigger Drake fan than it's a different level of. All right, so yo man, this is a good thing. Like, to break down my fanhood on one show would be impossible. To break down my fanhood, it's complicated. But like, yo, Drake is to me, right, the equivalent of Michael Jackson to rap music, right?
Did you say Drake?
Yeah.
And Michael Jackson,
yeah,
in the same sentence.
Yeah, it's going to keep going, man, because Drake is going to do something that Jigga can't do.
And what's that?
We'll talk about that in a second, but hold on, man, because Drake's already got it started. He's singing and rapping, man. He's already converted a lot of rap fans, including myself, into, I'd be in the car like, you know, like, I didn't do that before Drake, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel it.
And somehow, some way, it's just because his bars was tough enough and the music he got on was tough enough.
Yeah,
his swag was cool enough.
It had a different melody.
Yeah, and like, even when he sang, you were like, yo, this nigga is cool. But Kanye, you know, it's a whole different level because he's a producer and he kind of like is a trendsetter too. I think Drake kind of rides trends. Well, you know, he rides it well. You know, he'll see what's cool.
And he ain't Kanye.
He's not Kanye.
Yeah. He don't got his own shoe.
But I bet you his album would get better than Ye.
I don't know if Tech will agree.
I don't know about
Ye
album.
Hey, bro.
Kanye to Doug.
School?
To Sam is like J. Cole to me.
What?
Wait, who's better though? Kanye's better than J. Cole.
Nah.
You can't say, Whoa.
I have, because I know how much goes into production, I have a lot more respect because of Rashad and how he's broken it down. So I definitely have a lot of respect for Kanye because that's a lot of work. And it's super creative for him to do all of it together.
So great.
So much props to him.
Go.
But J. Cole is J. Cole to me.
Yeah. It's okay to be secondary to the GOAT. Nothing wrong with that.
I don't. Zan.
I'm definitely going to pull out the censor drink for this episode, man. I've been faking on it for a while. It's coming out tonight.
Why am I picking on me, yo? That's crazy.
You just got to get warmed up.
Yeah. Hey, so, man, you were mentioning right before the show, man, Atlanta. Spend a little bit more than that. You're saying Atlanta and how they're making that money.
Oh man, the trap shit, right? Man,
yeah.
Man, what's going on out there? Like, shout out to everybody in the A. Little fun fact for the spot on Shaw Radio. I was born in the A. You know that, man?
Yeah, you told me.
Okay, man. I was born in Grady Memorial, Southwest Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, shout out to Atlanta, Georgia. Georgia.
SWAT State,
Georgia.
Shout out to Ludacris.
Hey, yeah.
But what's going on in Atlanta? I don't know, man. I seen that video of Cat Williams and somebody ran up on him talking about you ain't the only one getting money. They run around with just bands on them. Like, I'm looking at myself like, what am I doing wrong in life? Why aren't Sakina and I riding around faking on Bama's in traffic on 495 Georgia Avenue ever with 50 large on it?
And not only that, the trolling has picked up to a new level right now. You going against folks and going back and forth in traffic. Yo, life is wild, man. It is.
I mean,
so
you never know these days, right? Like, put it like this, man. We could start stepping back a little bit, and it wouldn't be that hard to just pick apart which ones are set up.
Right.
It could be a setup. Who knows if that was like a stunt? Like if Cat Williams got something coming out soon, if the Bama that was in the car with the tattoos on the little light skinned dude from Atlanta got an album coming out soon, if they're somehow then it's like, okay, we got played, right?
No, it was some type of setup, but it's wild. Let's go into that.
Oh, you want to see the video? Yeah, go to Say Cheese. Shout out to Say Cheese and Sean Cotton, I think that's his name, that runs that joint.
Yeah, but it sounded like Cat Williams really got into it, though.
Yeah, look, your homies here, Cringer. This is his new nickname, is Cringer. I've been watching He-Man with Isaac and the cat, or the battle cat for He-Man. His name is Cringer. So He-Man makes him courageous and turns into a battle cat.
That sounds dope, though.
Yeah, it's Mercury, a.k.a. Cringer. But nah, man, we jumped over the Drake album a little bit, but we can kind of commingle that with the Atlanta idea that you're talking about, because Trap is on the mind, Atlanta's on the mind, and Drake's on the mind right now. You know.
So go Drake first.
Drake first. Drake, yo, I know your album's coming out. I just seen that it's going to be a double album.
That's so dope.
Double album, man. I should actually try to put this episode out before. You know, that kind of, does it blow you that I put these joints out after the fact? Like, we hear, what do you think, man?
I mean,
it don't matter.
It doesn't matter, but because our prophecies are pretty good.
Should try to get it out earlier, though.
Say less.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it out earlier. Man. But yeah, man, double album, and one album's R&B, one's rap. I'm looking at just right, Say Cheese. No, I'll go to Instagram.
So, hey, fighting myself. How do you feel about the double album, Drake's double album?
Hold on, she's got to catch up with this Cat Williams video right here. Don't have it up too loud, baby. Can you hear it? As far as that Drake joint, I'm less interested in the R&B part. I'm not gonna lie, even though he finessed, like I said earlier, he does a good job with that. I'm less interested in that part. I really want to hear what's going on in the rap part, because I've been said it on here before. If it's not been said here, I know I've said it to her or you off record, that I feel like Drake's going to be a better rapper and entertainer when he feels his time's up. When he's starting to feel like, yeah, I'm not as cool as I was. It's not as fun anymore. I'm mad. All this money is nothing. All these, when he's some type of way, I think the music's gonna be better, and I think it's beginning already.
Cause it's bringing him anger.
Yeah, man. I just feel like when you're upset, your passion's a little bit, makes your music a little bit better. When it's too jolly, good music comes from happiness too.
So you want to hear that rage out of Drake?
I just want to hear what you got on your mind, man.
Rage wise.
I just don't want to hear all the shortcomings with the women. Like, what you mad about, dog?
Sure. Hey. Can I tell you something, Rashad, man? You are a true hip-hop realist, bro. That's why. Because you're like, what's on your mind? What's your comeback, cuz? You're the best for that, man. Real talk. That's crucial. So, that's Drake. Now, let's talk about these Atlanta trappers.
Trap rappers.
Yeah. Let's talk trap. The evolution of trap, right, Atlanta?
Let's try to get it. And you know, we had that back in the Atlanta bracket, which was super hot. Y'all need to go back and check that back in March when we were doing all those brackets.
Dog, the spot again.
Yeah. We were in there prophesizing things. Mercury is really about to touch one of the buttons, y'all. So if it sounds crazy in a second, we're going to blame it on the Gato.
Yeah, Gato.
Get him out of here. He's got his face on the mic like he wants us to record him purring. Let's go ahead and put some trap stuff on, though, man. Shout out to Guwop. In my mind, and remember, Fatima G is going to feel a little bit left out of this because she's not a trap connoisseur. I don't even think I try to feed you it. All right? I don't think I give you trap music.
Hey, Fatima, future better than J. Cole.
What did he say?
Oh, habit.
Future is better than J. Cole.
I'm just trolling you, relax.
I know he is. Ever since... Earlier, he has been.
Wait, but time out. Future did a song with my man's Drake.
Mm-hmm. They did a whole album, right?
Yeah, he did an album with him. I think he's got a song with Kendrick, too. Kendrick jumped on the remix.
That's what I'm saying.
But come on, dog.
Come on, dog.
Future's dope, though, for real. Like, all right, can I break down what I think the problem is right now with trap music?
Let's get it.
As far as people's disconnect.
Let's get it. You got exactly 5 minutes. Let's get
it's
it.
It's very black and country, and the jargon is misunderstood or not understood at all. Right? So that alone makes it so people can't vibe if they don't know what you're saying.
Or can relate.
Right? I've said this before. Where like West Coast rappers, East Coast rappers, people from Maryland like us, we talk the way we talk. It's a little bit easier to understand. But like the down south southern draw and the slang, which is unfamiliar. Remember, we listening, we talking up here in the DMV. If we lived in Atlanta, if we lived in Mississippi, if we lived in New Orleans, it wouldn't be all this bashing of trap. Where we're, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just right. Where we are regionally. I guarantee it. Because down there, that's how they talk. That's the music. That's the walk. And they understand it a little bit more than people up here who are like saying it's trash. It's definitely not trash. As far as why I don't feel like ladies like Fatima would like it, even if she did understand it, though, it's because it's in your face, right? It's super X-rated.
Right.
Maybe you should move to Atlanta so I would understand it better.
I mean, you've been saying you want to go there. I'm talking about this is what's going to happen, man. When all this stuff takes off and all them bags start coming in, the team and I are going to move to Atlanta so we can oversee Kelly at Spelman. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm going to go ahead and take this Rashad Radio business to Canada. So I'll be flying from Atlanta to Canada, and I'll have a nice place. You can come up there too when, you know. Yeah, when we have to work, you know. When Kelly's old enough, we'll make it work so we have a house in Atlanta and Canada. And they rhyme. Like, I can do that all day. Atlanta to Canada, man. Atlanta to Canada. What's up? This is the next album.
Or Canta.
Canada?
Yeah.
Canada.
I mean, my kids are Equamese.
Yeah. I like it.
But
I would think that was no, not Chinese, because
Ecuadorian and Vietnamese.
Okay.
Yeah, that's dope though, right?
Yeah, man.
That's how it works.
Well, my son's a Blatino, so shout out to all the Blatinos out there. There's a lot of Blatinos in the East Coast.
Yeah. That's dope. But yo, so. We were talking about Atlanta and the business. And the business. Let's get it. The trap. Let's talk the trap.
Man, these Bama's gotta be trapping hard, though. What the fuck's going on? We ain't gonna do okay, no dry snitching. We're not doing no dry snitching on here, right? We're just gonna.
So you waited 28 minutes to finally give me the fire. Let's get it.
Nah, man, I'm just saying, though. Like, they getting that money out there and they're not
are.
Faking, like, unless there's some type of scheme. A lot of Negroes are going to jail soon. Like, I've seen the most amount of band flashing from Atlanta.
Yo, Atlanta's been flashing for a while, too. Like, for a while. I mean, I even seen it in certain shoe groups. It's like, oh, that's how much money I got. What y'all got to sell? And I'm like, that's just so wild. Where's Atlanta getting all this bread from?
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to act with an inch of snow, but they know how to act on the Instagram.
They don't care.
Post. Yo, they be wilding out, man. Man, shout out to Atlanta, though. Welcome to Atlanta where the players play. Hey, Luda was tough.
Where would you rather go if you could move right now for a job? Atlanta or Toronto?
Toronto.
Why?
Toronto's a different lifestyle.
What is it that draws you to Toronto?
It's more of my scene. Yeah, you know what it is? Atlanta's too trapped out.
I mean, have you ever been to Atlanta?
I have, but I haven't.
The nice
sense.
Parts of Atlanta.
They're
are
dope.
Nice.
They're beautiful. They're beautiful. I'm sure.
And like this, like Georgia is a big city. I mean, big state.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, does anything. All right, hold up. Coming from Ecuador.
Yeah.
Were you born out there?
Yeah.
So coming from Ecuador, does an idea like living in another country like Canada even ruffle a feather to you, or you're like, so what?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I was like, Canada.
To me, it's like, oh, man, another country. Even though I've been to Toronto, too, and it's just like New York.
I mean, I think Canada's dope, man. It is. It's an awesome country.
Shout out to everybody from Canada listening to Rashad Radio.
Hey, shout out to listening to The Spot.
Yo, we done rambled on. Oh, man. Sorry, baby. We're going to have to get that. I'm going to have to, you know what I'm doing? Just keep my journal here like this next time. We're having a mic malfunction right now, y'all, for the times that you didn't hear me. It's all my fault. Nothing else but my fault. But we was rambling and having a good conversation. 30 minutes already came up. I feel like there was something else. Fatima and I had like this Instagram conversation about 50, because you know he's back on there and Power's coming out.
He is the number one troller with Joe Budden.
Yeah, I mean, is he your
number one troller?
Number one troller. Shout out to 50 Cent.
No. It's between him and Trump. I think Trump is number one. Trump holds more power.
How come 50 doesn't troll Trump? Does he troll Trump? Do y'all remember him ever trolling Trump?
That's a good question. Pretty sure if you Google it, it will come up.
I think 50 knows that that's gonna fuck with that money. He do a lot of shit with like, yeah, I ain't giving up this money, but I don't know if I remember him trolling Trump.
I think you did. I think he's better than Trump. Trump's whack. 50's funny. He's funny.
It doesn't have to be hip hop though, baby. Let's surprise the listeners. You know what I was also thinking we can do on the outro, man? I'm gonna put one more beat on. Let's let the people know a little bit about us today. You know, a lot of times people listen to these shows, they enjoy it, and they don't really know, because we kind of run through it. You know how I just asked him if he was born in Ecuador, because I wasn't even sure, and I'm sure the listeners might not be sure. So we're going to tell three good facts about each other before we leave. Yep, it's going to be fun. But before we get to those three on the spot facts about each other, let's just say, what is your top two Instagram accounts? I know one of them, I think, to look at.
I like looking at Snoop. He's one of
what
my
is
favorites.
It about Snoop that you like to
he
watch?
He's so funny. He's funny, and he's in your face, and he's real. So he puts a little bit of everything.
So let me ask you, do you like his humor better than his rapping, or his rapping better than his humor?
I like both.
True.
Yeah, I like both. He's definitely a combination of everything.
Yeah,
and
that whole,
he's getting in shape.
That whole crew, man.
Mm-hmm.
That whole crew, the Ice Cubes, the Snoops, the Dr. Dre's, they had the plan right off the break, man, because they're all coming out of the same camp. They seem to be real successful.
Fatima and Oscar always been Snoop fans, so I think Oscar got the same birthday as Snoop, don't he?
Does he? Wow. That is awesome, because that means Oscar has the same birthday as Snoop and Fareed has the same birthday as J. Cole.
Oh, wow. In the family.
Yeah.
Dang.
If it's Snoop, and then who was the other Instagram account you liked?
I'm pretty Black much Daniels. On... I like to improve myself. Always looking to improve myself and always looking to learn about healthier.
It looks like Zam and Mercury are improving their relationship over here.
What happened?
He zoned out with Mercury.
Mercury wants attention, I got
you.
What's the improving yourself?
So the improving myself Instagram that I do is the model health show with Sean Stevenson. So he's my other top Instagram.
What's that about?
He is a nutritionist.
Black Daniels.
And has he has a podcast too, but he talks about everything, not just like nutrition, like mental health, nutrition.
That's good. Does he give out workout tips too?
He does.
That's cool.
Yeah, he does. He has a lot of like different angles that he comes from. He's super thorough.
Does he have a lot of followers? Does he have a lot of followers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's up there.
So he's like a big huge.
He is.
Okay, gotcha. Say less. And what's the third page? Oh, you said two.
I was only going to give her two. Just two, and then we'll do the facts. This took a little bit longer than I thought it was going to take. But it's all good because it was good. No, it's good. It's really good. I'm glad. You know what I thought you were going to say, though?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to put Danielle 1111.
Oh, I do like her.
Yeah, so shout out to Danielle, period. 11-11, right?
Who's that?
It's a joint that Fatima follows, and I like it too, man. It's got a lot of good stuff on there. And
she does.
What's a lot of good stuff?
It's just like spiritual, coincidental, Zodiac. No, not Zodiac. She doesn't really talk Zodiac.
She does,
true.
Though. It's definitely... Her bio says, your health is wealth, self-love, raw vegan, yoga.
That's coming. Yeah, you know how to do that, right? Just do a screenshot, send it to the spot group that we got going on right now. So, okay, shout out to Danielle1111. You got included in Fatima's because I made her. But I like you. Yeah, you would have been number three, baby.
So what do you like, Rashad?
I like Producer Grind. Shout out Producer Grind.
Shout out to Producer Grind.
Yeah, you know, I go there a lot to check out new VSDs. And bless you. You over there... getting close to that cat, man. He's having getting close to a seizure, man. You alright?
Yeah, I'm good, man. This cat loved me, though.
Mercury and Zam getting real close over here. It's a beautiful thing. But yeah, I like Producer Grind, and I got a new one. Damn, somebody, is that you texting? Okay. My new joint, man. Shout out to Beatmaker is the Squad.
You that sounds man. Super dope.
Yeah, Beatmaker is the Squad. We be talking about productions on iOS devices and my go-to right now. So, well, I thought I'd give y'all a shout-out if you're listening to Rashad Radio. Appreciate you.
Yeah, man, that's dope. So, you know, we got the inspirational, right?
Yeah.
We got, what else? Oh, the nutrition.
And we got Snoop. Who's this dancing around Cardi B?
No.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got Rashad, who likes all that producing stuff. Right?
Uh-huh.
And me, man, I just like
6ix9ine.
Whoa! I like different entertainment when I watch. I like my mixtapes. They be showing them the rap. That and Hood Clips. Hood Clips is awesome. I love Hood Clips. I'm so sorry. It's awesome though. If you're looking for laughter, it's awesome. I be seeing some of the most savage stuff ever.
But that's a bet. This is what we're gonna do, man. We're running out of time. I'm going. No more Black Daniels beats. And like we said before, Drake album's coming out. I'm doing a heavy promo for it as if I work for him.
So you think Drake is better than J. Cole, Rashad?
Do I think Drake is better than J. Cole? I do. As an all-around artist, do I think J. Cole is a better storytelling rapper than Drake? Yes. So I think J. Cole is a... Oh, man. They're really... So I like their comparison, to be honest with you, more than I like the Kendrick and J. Cole comparison. Because if you want to be real, J. Cole harmonizes.
Yeah.
Kendrick don't be doing a lot of that. So, like, we might have to find somebody else to compare Kendrick to in the end. But J. Cole and Nas, I mean, J. Cole and Nas, J. Cole and Drake are both the light-skinned niggas. You know what I'm saying? But they are both the light-skinned bams, and, you know, do they have any songs together?
I was just going to ask that.
J. Cole is funny with that, man. I just heard the track with him and J-Rock. We heard the track with him and Royce da 5'9", but... J. Cole's funny about that, and I appreciate that about J. Cole more so than I don't like this about Drake. You know I'm a Drake fan. I do feel like Drake just has a team that says, oh, shit, Sam and Shy popping down in Silver Spring. Oh, I'm about to go down there, and of course they're going to fuck with me. I'm Drake. And if Drake came here and was like, yo, I'm trying to get on the spot, wouldn't we say hell yeah? You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Of course we would. But like I feel like Drake kind of like sees what's popping. He's got a squad that knows what's popping. So in order to keep him relevant, that's why he drops on. Who the hell is Block Boy JB? And even before that, like the Migos. Let's think about that. Like Drake was on Versace.
He was.
Versace.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people were like, who are these dudes sounding like Gucci on the song with Drake? Now look at the Migos.
The Migos are huge.
So, you know what I mean? This one thing is like Drake kind of knows what's hot and what's popping, what's coming up next. And I do like that, but not as much as I like the fact that J. Cole is super selective about where his voice is recorded.
Yeah, he's more the artist.
He's just really arrogant, if you really, if you think about it. Like, that's a real arrogance to your art, where it's like,
so huh? Like, yeah.
She just likes his proudness.
No, you know what I think it is? So, because I know you didn't watch the interview with Angie Martinez, he spoke about this subject, where he doesn't like to work. When he works, he likes to work alone because that's how he can concentrate and he knows what he wants to put into a song. And what he puts into the song, once it's done, he feels like it's complete. So that's why he doesn't have features on his album. But he doesn't mind, but he is still selective when people ask him to get on theirs.
I can respect that. That's dope.
I just think that, again, like, and we were supposed to make this about ourselves real quick, but since I'm a Scorpio and Drake Scorpio, that's why I've always, oh, yo, I like this dude, right? But J. Cole has, like, some food for thought where I'm like, what is he going to say on his next album?
Yeah, I always appreciate it about J. Cole.
Where Drake, I kind of have an idea, but I'm waiting for the change. I think Drake's about to change, and we're going to all be like, yo, what's happening to you, dude?
So, maybe you like this comparison, maybe not. J. Cole or better Talib Kweli?
Oh, J. Cole better than Talib Kweli?
No, a better Talib Kweli.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Talib Kweli is a baby Most Def.
Yeah.
And now we're getting a whole different range of things. I don't even really see them two.
It's just in the sense that they had all this common knowledge. Like, the things they spoke about was different. It was like everyday stuff. They would go at certain cats differently. It was more so they would try to be lyrical with it.
Speaking,
that's how I feel like J. Cole is.
Speaking of Talib Kweli,
yeah,
a white rapper is suing him for defamation of character.
Stop, for real?
If I'm not, you know how like Talib Kweli's always tweeting about like race and stuff on Twitter? Do you know about that?
Nah, I didn't
like,
know that.
He's super easy to bait. Like, he's on Twitter right now tweeting about race and black people need to be aware about this and this and that. Or retweeting a racist person. That's what he does, right? So apparently, this dude was hitting him up like, yo, you need to stop tweeting about racist stuff. And he was a white dude acting like a rapper. Then he started calling Talib like all these, like, you know what I mean? Like, calling him out of his name. So Talib said he did his homework on him and found out that this dude was a rapper with an arson background, like all this crime background. So he put his information out on Twitter. And now that dude got mad about that and is trying to sue him for defamation of character, even though it's all real.
That's so wild, bro.
I don't think he's got anything on that.
You can come up people on the internet now. That stuff is real, bro.
Yo, y'all put anything about me, my man Zam, or Fatima G on the internet that's not real, I'm going to come find y'all. So let me stop playing. It's all good. Look, we're running out of time. We're going to have to do this whole get to know Zam and crew on the next show, because I do want the listeners, man. It's growing, man. People are listening to us and they want to know more about us. They want to see. You know, you can follow Mad Zam. Don't tell Zam on Snap, right?
Yeah, don't tell Zam.
Yeah, and I'm not telling you on my Snapchat, but on Instagram it's Rashad Radio. And she has no social media, so don't worry about her. Peace out, y'all.
We owe.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.